ただいま。Hello everyone! My name is Michelle. I'm a resident here. Well, yeah, thank you for praying for me. I just came back last Sunday. Sunday evening. Was it Sunday evening? I think it's evening. Yeah, thank you for praying for me. Everything went well as planned, but of course, man plans, but it's God's will that will really happen. So it was a happy vacation. It was a happy vacation. We finally had my mother brought in the beach. Yeah, it was about 4 years, almost 5 years since she wasn't able to go to the beach. So that was really a happy time for the whole family. Thank you for praying for us, for her especially. She had good health, and my father also has good health, better than before. my mother is getting heavier, and my father is getting thinner. But by God's grace, they are physically well, and there is not so much problem with the family. I also went to Chris. Chris is also extending his thanksgiving to all of you for continually praying for him. He has survived midterm exams. Yes, now they're into the final exams for the final semester for this school year. And he has been... I would say he has changed a lot. He's not so much talking so much anymore, but I don't know, maybe he has already started to become adult. But still, he is still a sweet boy. He still misses Japan, and he's considering to come to Japan in December. So please pray for him. I don't know. He really wants to stay in Japan. I wanted to go home for Christmas, but he said, I want to stay Christmas in Japan. So, okay, let's try to fix things up like that. So please pray for him and also for his schedules. I shared to you before about the outreach. If you could remember, the art outreach went, I would say, super, more than I could imagine, really, very well. So the original 60 kids exceeded almost 100 plus. Yeah, it was a surprise. We only prepared for 60 kids, but because the students always, like, days before, they kept on asking the teacher in charge, could you please let us join? Because even they don't already belong to the age category, they really wanted to join. So, but they said, even if we don't have like the materials, please let us join. So we did something, but by God's grace, everyone had a share of the material. So some of my Kuya Buboy's friends also provided more materials for them, and we were surprised that they also provided T-shirts, like the branded T-shirts. The sad thing, I didn't have one because the T-shirts are small. So all the kids and all the participants had a T-shirt, the Kulas T-shirt, if you remember, the Kulas T-shirt. Kulas T-shirt is a Filipino-made T-shirt. It's also a very good one, like I don't know what the other Filipino brands. But it's really a good one. I wish I had one, but... Yeah, the size does not fit me. So it went very well that the kids really had a realization by themselves. So after each workshop, the kids are given time to talk about how what they learned from the workshop. And most of those rescued street kids, by the way, we had comics making for them, how to make comics, how to make manga. And most of the stories that they made is about their experience, like when they were beaten, when they were left, or when they were battered. But the every end part of their story, there's a lesson that you could really sense that God is working on their hearts. That they always end up like having reconciliation, asking forgiveness, and praying for each other. So compared to how I saw them before, the first time I met them, they have really changed a lot this time. So I would also thank you for praying for Colleen. Listening to Colleen's stories on how she took care of the kids. Now there are almost 30 kids in one house. By the way, Colleen is single. but she has full of wisdom on how to take care of teenage, very violent teenagers, very restless children. So thank you for praying for her. I really appreciate you including her in your prayers. And she really needs more prayer. As the director of the shelter, she really needs time also to rest. So I actually invited her to come to Japan in December so that she could also have time for a rest. And she said that would be good, that she can just sleep in my house without thinking anything. So please pray for her. We are considering that she could come to Japan and visit, and also visit this church. She really wants to talk and to share something in this church, because this church has been part of her journey also as the big mother of the shelter. So continue to pray for her and also her staff in the Humanity shelter. Okay, now, I don't know if I will talk about myself, but yeah, I would like to say thank you also for praying for me. Personally, I'm grateful that even if I'm away, I could still somewhat sense that you are praying for me. Because there are things that are happening in the Philippines, and untoward incidents, but this, I was always kept safe. And when troubles come, I'll just think about, yeah, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine because God is in control. And I have a family back here are really backing me up in prayer also. There are, I only went to church once there because of the schedules. And I come, maybe, I don't know how to say it, but achikochi. Achikochi. I don't know the English now. Here and there. Yeah, I forgot the English now. Yeah, achikochi. I went achikochi like one time here, and then suddenly friends invite. So that's how popular I am. Woo! No, I actually miss a lot of people. I miss a lot of them, but I only was able to meet a few of them. And most of the time I had was with my family, and it was a good time for all of us. Like I can really serve my parents again. It's like every day washing dishes, cooking, cleaning, and everything, washing. So my mother said, "Are you sleeping or not?" There's so much work to do at home that you cannot just sleep. Like straight 8 hours. So you have to cook, you have to clean, you have to wash the dishes, you have to wash the clothes, and you also have to take care of your parents, like giving her a bath or going to the groceries. Everything I did, it's like I am, it's like I went back to the original position that I had before. It's a different kind of feeling serving your parents, like, ooh. It's been a long time since I was able to serve my parents like that, but it's a different kind of feeling. Like, everything that they did to me when I was young is like me doing it to them again. I don't know how that kind of feeling, I don't know if you felt that way, but I always get emotional looking at them. I need to be patient, like when I don't like my father drinking liquor, I need to be patient. I can't scold him, but he has reasons why he drink it. And there's a lot of things going on in the family, but overall, it was like I miss my family. I miss my parents so much. But it's an honor for me to really serve them again in my own special ways. Maybe my mother is turning 72 this month, and my father is 79. My brother kept on telling me they only have a few years, but I said no. I still want them to be with us longer. But my brother kept on telling me, you have to be realistic. They're already old. We don't know when they're going. But of course, for me, I still hope that they will stay longer. Because I still wanted them to feel happy, especially if they see my son successful, especially if, I don't know, wild dream. I have wild dreams. I hope they can still see that and they will be happy. Because I still believe that God is a God of miracle. For those people who know me, who know my story, of course, I still have that hope in the Lord that someday, one day, we will be together again, like one whole happy family serving God. Something like that. So I hope my parents can still see that. And one thing that really I wanted to thank all of you, because if I have not come to this church 10 years or 15 years ago, maybe I'm not a Christian anymore because of the things that had happened to me. But God brought me here. God brought me here, brought me to the right place. So that I can still decide to go on. Seeing you, a lot of you having struggles in life, still make me encouraged. Like his or her problem is more than my problem, something like that. But yeah, just a little part of my realization and. Really something to be grateful about. Years ago, I was very down, like down, really down, down as to down, that I don't know how to hold already. But with the church help, with the pastor's help, they really encouraged me to just keep on standing, even if I don't have the strength anymore, but they encouraged me. It's a different thing when somebody invalidates you, when somebody tells you that you are not who you are. It's a very different feeling. When you believe that you are this one, but somebody invalidates you, especially persons who are very close to your heart, it's very painful. But the good thing is God never invalidates me. He kept on telling me that I am with you. You are special. You are important. You matter. People may tell you who you are according to what they see on you, but as I see you, you are my daughter, and I love you. That's a very powerful word. especially when I'm reminded by how you share here in front. Yeah, I'm a happy person. But for those who know me, that is just front. I'm also a deep person. It's very difficult to really be really, really happy. But praise God, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm still here now. I still decided to really follow God. I still decided to be with the Lord because of Him alone. Not because I decided, but God decided for me to stay. So thank you so much for really welcoming me here as a family. So I can be vulnerable in this church. This is the only church that I share my everything. Like, you see me as I am. I cry. You know my stories. This is the only church that I can share openly. And I'm so grateful for giving me this church, for God. I'm thankful for the Lord. He gave me this church. He brought me here. And with this kind of family who really accepts you as I am, accepts me as I am, without any prejudice. So it's a kind, it's like a joy within that really I can be comfortable being me in this church. So thank you so much. Thank you for keeping me in your prayers. Thank you for keeping my family in your prayers, especially my son. And thank you also for keeping my husband in your prayers. You may not know him, but thank you for praying for him. God bless you all. I'm really happy to be back again. And I'm home. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I want to say thank you for praying for me. I'm back! Yay! Hallelujah! Amen. But I'm not still recovered perfect. I'm very easy to tired because when I stay in hospital, I'm taking a drip of steroid. That's why I lost many muscle and my I'm lay down on the bed all the time. That's why I lost many my strength. So that's why, for example, do something to work, walking around in outside, very difficult to me now. So that's why please pray for me and. Strength is back and the job back, everything going to smoothly to be good. But I want to say very thank you for praying for me and visited to my hospital and support to for me. I'm really thankful for God. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. Miwa is saying she has 2 interviews tomorrow, so we will pray for that also. Because she lost her job when she was sick. Yeah. So, okay, my name is Grace, and one is a prayer request. We have some Japanese members who join our service. His name is Wekane and Nagaya-san and Mukoda-san. Today they came in the morning, but he told me he cannot stay. Usually he stays until the afternoon service, but he said he's not feeling well. So let's pray for the 3 of them. Suekane-san is a believer, but the other 2, Nagaya-san and Mukoda-san, they come to church, but they've still not said yes to Jesus. So let's pray for them to say yes to Jesus and be part of the family of God. Because until you say yes to Jesus, you're still not part of the family, even if we can do everything together with you, but you still have to say yes to Jesus so that he becomes your Lord and Savior. And that's a prayer request. And another one is a praise report. So last Sunday, I shared with you that I lost my key. And it's my carelessness, I should say that. Because I remember holding the key when we were leaving my house and saying in my heart, I need to keep this key well, otherwise we won't enter the house. And that's the last time I saw the key, you know. I don't know where it is. I remember putting it in the side pocket of Joyce's bag, and we put this bag in the upper cabin of the flight. I'm so convinced it fell inside there, but I called the airline, they say they didn't see it, and they say they'll call me if they find it, but they haven't called me, because I don't think there's anywhere else it will drop, because it's the side pocket, and the bag is carried in an upward position, so there's no way it will have fallen anywhere else. But I just wanted to share with you about faith. You know, I've grown up in Africa. Many of you have no picture of what it means to grow up in Africa, but one of the things we Africans are happy about is because when you grow up in difficulty, you learn so much to exercise your faith. You know, we live in Japan, and I can say Japan is a rich country, so we have, like, money. So we can easily solve our problems. But when you grow up in a situation where you don't have money, you learn to trust God more, because most of the problems in life can be solved by money. So if I need something, it costs Ichimayen and I have the money, I'll solve the problem, and that's fine. But you know, someone back home in Africa, they need something, they don't have the money, they'll pray and wait on God. So one of the things we, like personally, I grew up learning was faith, trusting in God. And my mother was really a woman of faith. She would pray, because those who have heard about my family know that we grew up in a very difficult situation, because my dad married a second wife, and so he spent most of his time with the second family, and my mom had to take care of the seven of us by herself. And she was an elementary school teacher, and in Africa, elementary school is very cheap money, yeah, every month, and she has to educate all of us through university and all that. So I can tell you, we grew up in faith. I remember mom's favorite phrase was, have faith in God. Because high school in Kenya is usually boarding school, so you go and stay in the school, and you pay money and stay in the school. So many times I was sent home because there was no school fees. So usually when you arrive, the next day they send you back home. You'll get money and then come back to school. So my mom will send me to school, and then she knows I'll come back because she didn't give me enough school fees. So I'll come back and stay maybe a few weeks until she'll get the money. And she'll always say, have faith in God. And even after I came to Japan, I'll always call her when I have problems. Of course, not financial problems. I was on scholarship, and at least I had money to solve my life problems. But I would call her when I had a challenge in my PhD studies or health-wise or something. And the first thing she would always say, have faith in God. And that's one of the things I thank God for having faith in God. So last week, we were here, and my key is lost. I don't know how I will access my house. I work with Hiroshima University, so we live in university on buildings. And because of language barrier, I never get to interact with our janitor or know many processes about our housing. So I depend on my Japanese counterparts. Every time I have a problem, I have to call them. They will call the janitor and so on. So I have two of them. One of them is a neighbor I've always told you about, Dr. Tsuge. And they have taken care of Joyce before, like when I went to the US or something. So I always ask them. And there's another one also, just in case this one is not available. So on Saturday when I arrived, I didn't have my key. I don't know what to do. It's 9:30 in the night. You know, I'm at my door with Joyce. We are so tired because we left Narita like 6 hours before. So we are so tired. And you know, there's nothing as terrible as you failing to access your private space. You know, especially when you are from a long journey, you've been away for a long time. You can't enter your house and there's nothing you can do, you know. And it's late in the night and some families, Japanese families, they don't like to be disturbed late in the night, you know. But I made the phone call to my neighbor because her house is like just a block away from mine. So I called her and she said, I'm sorry, I'm not at home, Grace, so we can't help you. We are at my father-in-law's house, so try to find another solution. I think about the other Japanese friend who lives in the same housing but in another area, but She has small keys, and I just text her. So at that time, of course, I called the church. I called Mariko Sensei, and she said, of course, you can come and spend at Smile Khan, and we came here. And so the next day, we come here to church, and we make phone calls. Mihoko-san, thank God for her. She's very helpful. Because of language problems, she helps me to make phone calls and so on. And so I've talked to these two ladies who stay in the same housing with me, and they're telling me, Grace, you cannot call the house manager, the janitor, because today is Sunday. Of course, that's the first reason. The second reason is, if he knows that you've lost the key, he's going to ask you to replace the lock, because we are given 3 keys. If you lose the key, it means the next tenant will have to replace for the sake of security. So they tell me it's not a good idea to call him. But we called him anyway, and he didn't answer the call, and we left a voice message for him. We just did that in faith, you know. And so my neighbor now, the one we interact more with, her, told me, Grace, the best solution I've given you is to call the unlocking company to unlock your door. I think to me that's the best thing you should do at this time. So we called the company. The first lady had also told me the same the previous night when I texted her, please call the unlocking company tomorrow. They unlock your door for you. They charge like 2,000 yen. That's what she said, but that's not the cost actually. So it's getting late. The English service is over. I have to make a decision, and we call the company, blah, 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 blah. So many things we don't know. They explain to us, and I'm still not sure we should make the reservation, but finally we reserve because I have to enter the house anyway, you know. Because there is no other solution. So we call the company finally, we make the decision, and they tell us if we unlock your door, 8,000 yen minus tax. And that is on condition that we can open the door right away, because some doors don't open. So we have to break like the lock, and in that case, you have to pay more, of course. And I'm thinking, do I really have to spend money on this? And of course, I didn't have cash. I just came back from the journey, but I have a credit card, so I can pay by credit card, but... And I called my neighbor again. They said we have to pay 8,000 yen or more. And she said, Grace, that's cheap. I understand when a Japanese person tells me 8,000 yen is cheap, but I've grown up. My immediate neighbors live on less than a dollar a day. I know where I come from, so I know what 8,000 yen is worth for. It's not because I don't have the money, but if I cannot spend this money, I know what it can help. Like 3 people can live on this money for a month. So she tells me, Grace, it's cheap and there's no other option. Just call them. And we decide with Mihoko-san, we make the reservation and we start to go home. And I began by telling you, my mother told me about faith. And one of the things she taught me is that when you pray God, believe that he will do what you prayed for. I remember Art, when he was praying, he said, God, we pray that you will help Grace to avoid unnecessary costs. And that prayer is ringing in my head. So if I believe... really believe God is going to do it, then let me act on my faith. And I just tell Mihoko-san, okay. And they also told us, if you cancel after we've already started coming to your house, you'll pay a penalty for that, you know. So I'm saying, okay, if I have to decide, I have to decide quickly. Because if they are leaving, we are leaving, and they are leaving so that we meet at the door of my house, they unlock the door. If they leave, I'm going to pay anyway for a penalty. So I just say, okay, I've decided, let's cancel. Cancel fast. As I think what to do. So I tell her, then she said, please tell your neighbor first, because my neighbor was coming to help me for translation, because Mihoko, we were separating, and her name is also Mihoko, interestingly. So I called Mihoko, I'm sorry, I have to cancel. Don't worry about it, we'll think about what to do later. So we called the company and tell them, we are sorry, we are canceling. Actually, when we cancel, we are at Kabe station with Mihoko-san, and we're just doing that in faith, you know. So we cancel, and the reason why I canceled is because I thought, I'm not sure, because I've never lost the key, but I think I have a spare key at my workplace. So I tell her, I may have a spare key at my workplace. So I'm not going. I'll go back and sleep in Smile Khan. So tell my neighbor, I'm not going. And I'm not sure about that, because my neighbor is saying, if you're not sure, you better just enter your house, because you will enter anyway. They will have to unlock the door anyway. So we go and do some shopping for our food, and we come back to Smile Khan, and we prepare to sleep. And the house agent calls me at night himself. He received my voice message, and he calls me, Grace, what's happening? I said, I lost my key, and I can't enter the house. He said, oh, that's very sad. You can come and pick the key from me tomorrow morning. And wow. the spare key that sold the master key. I say, so thank you so much, but I'm sorry, because I've never talked to him directly, you know. Even the phone call, it's Miyoko-san who left the voice message, so, but I can speak Japanese, so I could tell him. I'm sorry, I don't even know where your office is, so tomorrow I don't even know how I'm going to your house. And it just happened Monday, it rained so heavily in the morning. If you guys can remember, it was raining so heavily at Hiroshima Station, we couldn't even get to the train. We had to wait for the rain to reduce because you can't even walk, you know, to the station. So I told him, I'm sorry, I don't know your place. Then he said, that's fine, I'll bring the key myself tomorrow morning. So let's meet at your door. What time is good? I said, okay, let's do 8:30. He said, fine, we meet 8:30 at your door. So we slept in Smilecon the rest of the night, and we woke up and we went to my house. And because of the rain, we couldn't get to the train. We delayed, but I just called him and told him, he was already at my door. I'm sorry, we are still on the way coming. He said, fine, just when you arrive, I'll be there and I'll open the door for you. And he opened the door and we entered my house. And he said, if you don't find the key, I'm sorry, we will have to replace the lock for the next tenant. Just let me know. And he left. And he asked me, are you sure you have the other key inside? You know, they locked, my door was replaced. And I still don't know where even the other key is. And the guy wants to see the key before he leaves. Oh, my God. So, because if I don't show him, then that's another trouble. So luckily, when they replaced the lock, the previous key was just left near the door. So I just picked the key and told him I have the key, you know. It's written my room number. So it's not really the one. It's the previous one. But he needed to see the key and leave. I knew the key is inside. Actually, I have three keys. One in the house and one I'm thinking is at my workplace and one is the lost one. So he left and we were able to prepare and I go to work. Joyce goes to Hoikuen and I find the other key at my workplace. And so I really thank God. And I don't know, but God really cares. God really cares. And I just encourage you, when you pray, believe God will do what you've prayed about. We can solve our problems, especially in Japan. We have a lot of money, let me say like that. I'm including myself in we, because I'm living in Japan. But when I go back to Kenya, I know the kind of life that I've grown up. I know my immediate neighbors, the kind of state they are in. And I just know money like is a problem back home. And it's one of the things that taught us to have faith and to believe in God. And not just to enjoy money and blessings, but to just know that we have a God who cares for us, even in our carelessness. Because I was careless, honestly, I was careless. I should take good care of my key. I was careless, but God showed me that even in your carelessness, I care, even in your weakness, even in your, you know, we have so many things on ourselves that Jesus really takes care of. So please pray for me. I'm praying that I'll find the key, because I'm so convinced that key is just lying somewhere. Because we didn't drop it, as in just holding it and leaving it somewhere. It must have come out of the bag and either on the bus. I called the bus we used. I called the trains we used. I called the airline and they said no, but it is somewhere. But the good thing is we entered our house, because that was the biggest thing, entering our house and life going on. So thank you so much. Thank you and God bless you.
I know we have at least one first-time attender today. Esther, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I got the pleasure of meeting Esther right before the service, and she has just arrived just over 1 week ago to Hiroshima, and she'll be here for a year. She's working with a kindergarten. Would you like to share anything else? You don't have to. Okay, yeah, so I'll be your voice. Okay. So please, please welcome Esther. Yes, please do. Is anyone else here visiting or here for the first time? No, you've been here before. Okay. And I also just want to add, and together with you, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
See the things you do through me. ask you how many times will you pick me up when I keep on letting you down? And each time